Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Armstrong. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a line drive towards first. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Listach moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Listach moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Listach scores. There goes Molitor trying to get to home. Howard throws the ball into Ortiz, who tags Molitor, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Yount scores. Vaughn moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher strikes out. 1 out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Listach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Listach hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamilton moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Armstrong fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Armstrong. Seitzer moves to third. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive off the glove of Molitor, and into shallow right field. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Armstrong fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields it and throws to first for the out. Ortiz moves to second. Two outs. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Sirhoff reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sirhoff moves to third. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berge is 0-for-2 in the game. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berge goes all the way around to score. Bell moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Listach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Listach hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a line drive for a single. Listach moves to second. Ted Power now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a line drive beyond second. Berge can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. There goes Listach trying to get to home. Lofton throws the ball into Ortiz who tags Listach who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hamilton moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hamilton moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to third. 1 out. Alex Diaz pinch runs for B.J. Surhoff. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaz tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Brewers. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Listach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Mike Fetters now pitching. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fetters fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Alex Diaz. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Dante Bichette pinch hits for Franklin Stubbs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Yount tags and moves to third. Vaughn tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fetters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fetters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Mark Lewis. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fetters fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.